Arcane Analysis is brought to you by BlizzPro.com, partnered with Legion by Lenovo and Intel. Follow them on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook at Legion by Lenovo or visit LenovoGaming.com.
The portals are open. The refreshments are conjured. Settle down for Arcane Analysis.
Welcome to episode 13 of Arcane Analysis. Tonight I'm joined by my co-hosts, Allie and Katie, and we're going to talk about player narrative.
So at the advent of 7.2, there was a whole bunch of story involved with the opening of the Broken Shores to bring us back into there, and then the eventual opening of the Tomb of Sargeras. And it got me thinking a lot about how the story, and especially the player narrative in WoW, is kind of fragmented. You're never, like, typically the big hero pushing through and saving the day. Not that you aren't, but a lot of the times, the other characters, the NPCs, are the ones that take the glory and are the true champions. We have Khadgar talking about the whole system of we're the champions, we're leading the charge, but you can't help but get the feeling that between him and Maiev and now Illidan and the other heads of the Horde and the Alliance, they're the ones that are really taking the charge and pushing forward, and we're just kind of the support cast along the ways. We're never referred to as a player, as the player being, you know, the hero or the, you know, it's more of like you champions, more or less. There's a couple instances where they talk about you as the champion, and Warlords of Draenor tried to get us into being the, you know, the commander, you know, a singular commander. But even the end is just,
I feel like it didn't pan out very well, because it's like, yay, I'm the commander. That's cool. I'm sending minions off to go do stuff, but I'm still, you know, single-handedly doing the grunt work. So it made it a hard balance to me. It just felt very contrived.
Yeah, and I think that's partially of how the garrisons and the, you know, being the commander kind of put you as the player in the back row again, you know, kind of yet again as just not the forefront of the story. And it's something that I've thought about a couple of times going back to the start of me playing RPGs in general. You know, World of Warcraft is an MMO, but it is an MMORPG. And I think it loses that focus on the RPG nature and really focuses in on the, you know, the MMO section of it, which isn't a bad thing. It just, going back and looking at other games I've played and how I got into WoW originally, it was really cool to see the story. You know, my first RPG was probably, you know, I would say it was the Super Mario RPG, and you were Super Mario, and you had your party as you ran around and did your things. And then I got into some Final Fantasy games, and they were wonderful. And then I played other RPGs, Chrono Trigger, Chrono Cross, and kind of expanded through the genre, and then played some action RPGs. I might even consider, to some extent, the Legend of Zelda, you know, playing as Link, as a somewhat RPG. It's definitely more of an action puzzle game, and you don't really mm-hmm. play as Link so much. But the way that they tell the story, that you go through the puzzles and go through the adventure, it ends up, to me, and allow people to have their opinions here, but it turns into kind of an RPG kind of thing. Not in the traditional sense of, you know, you equip your character with your gear and you go through and go through the dungeons and things like that, and then go on to, you know, beat the final boss that's taking over the world. But at the same point, you still are doing that. A lot of games that are being titled as RPGs are kind of filling those same kind of criterias, in similar fashions. I mean, you have your Fallouts, your Skyrims, and things like that. The only thing that, for the longest time, the Legend of Zelda games lacked was being able to choose a class, honestly. You were just focused in and you were going to be a warrior, essentially. But there was always that, across all those games, the main character, the character that you played primarily, speaking, was the forefront of the story. The story interacted directly with the players. And I think it was easier to do that on a single player basis than it is on an MMO basis. But I think WoW has kind of walked away from that a little bit. And again, it's not like it's a bad thing. I just think it just is lacking in that stuff. And I get, part of my comparison is playing games like, The Old Republic from Star Wars and BioWare, and playing Final Fantasy XIV, and even to a small extent, WildStar. I would argue that WildStar was definitely more along the lines of WoW, where you just kind of happened in the story.
Rift felt that way as well. Like, you weren't unique, I guess, but yeah. it made the fluidity of the story go a little bit better, because it wasn't like just you or just a primary character, because I can't really think of any like prime characters. It's been a while since I played Rift. It's been like 6 years. So I'm got a little dust going there, but it was one of those of like, I had enough free agency as a player and whatever kind of headcanon that I made up for, one of the elf-like object creatures I played, because I played both factions at one point in time or another. But I had the agency of doing that because I wasn't beholden to anyone or anything. Whereas WoW keeps trying to, like, stuff you into a leadership role, but not quite. So, like, now we've got Khadgar, calling us champions, so, like, they know we're there and not just, like, talking to somebody that's in the troops doing the stuff and the things, but also being commander was really lame.
I think what fell apart from the commander bit is that you were more a commander in name only. Like, you didn't... It's hard to describe. You were commander of the garrison, but the garrison felt so stagnant story-wise that it didn't feel like it was anything important. I think the best correlation I can get to is...
It was hard because it was so far out in BFE that it wasn't ever... Like, the garrisons were never relevant to what was actually going on the storyline. Like, you were really far from Nagrand, you were really far from Gorgrond, you were really far from Tanaan.
Mm-hmm. And I think, like, for Final Fantasy XIV, they put you in that story, whereas even though you're doing dungeons as a group, as a 4 or an 8 or whatever, most of the cutscenes and everything focus in on you, as you were the primary person taking control of this, and you worked with the NPCs, but you were definitely, like, the leader, and the other players... from your vantage point, we're just kind of helpers. And to me, that's a pretty nice way of describing it. Because it made you feel like your character was the primary focus. And you, not that your choices in Final Fantasy XIV made any difference. For the most part, you were the silent protagonist and just kind of did your own ways. And it lets you kind of explore the story on your own point. Whereas Star Wars made you the forefront. You chose how to go through dungeons, and your choices kind of changed how the story progressed through those dungeons. So it was just kind of there are different takes on how you as the character influence the story, and it seems like in WoW you're such a passive influence, like almost like your character is lost in a sea of NPCs, more than not in most cases. It wasn't just looking back on all the recent end game bosses, You know, who was it that, I guess it would be safe to say that we were the ones that vanquished Illidan and killed Jaden at the Sunwell for Barn and Crusade, but it wasn't us, it was Tyrion Fordreen that killed the Lich King. Maybe on a technicality, but that's what it feels like, and he was the big hero for the most part. And him and Bolvar were the saviors of Azeroth at that point, and then we get to Cataclysm, and Thrall is the hero of the, you know, taking out Deathwing, not the people, not your character. You weren't the hero. You were just kind of the supporting cast along the ways. And then you get to, what's next, Mrs. Pandaria. You know, we kind of subdued Garrosh, but we were not the ones who took him in or dealt the final blow or even had that charge of it. We kill him, or at least in the game, we kill him and get his loot. But the cutscene that follows that is Bolgin and Varian and all those people arguing about what to do with Garrosh, where your character is nowhere to be seen and found. And it just feels like such a passive thing. Warlords of Draenor are the same thing, as it was all Khadgar. And even now it seems like Khadgar is the one in Legion that's doing everything and saving everybody for the most part. And not to say that's exactly how it is, but how do you incorporate the character, our characters, into the story in a meaningful way? Because talking to a few people, and maybe, I don't know if you two are the same, but how do we, you know, some people just pretty much ignore the story of WoW, because you pretty well can. You can go through and skip the quest text and almost feel like you're not missing anything for the most part. And maybe this is the most extreme part of it, but one person was talking about how, as they finished all the quests in Dal Shaerah and killed this, it's not a spoiler at this point, they killed Ysera and they grabbed the Tears of Elune, and I was talking about them, you know, oh, you know, what did you think about that quest? I'm like, what do you mean? It was almost like they didn't even care, they didn't blink, and almost like they didn't even know. They probably even skipped the cutscene and walked and ran through the next part. And, you know, as a developer, I would kind of be heartbroken, because you put all that time in to develop that story in Dal Shaerah and bring it to the this momentous conclusion with the death of Ysera, and, you know, what happens.
Yeah, I mean, that's me. I'm that person that doesn't read quest texts and just, you know, complete stuff for the sake of completing stuff. And if it wasn't for the fact that, like, I had friends that work on the cinematics, I really didn't care about them until I had a vested, completely non-game related external interest in them. And that goes back to, like, Wrathgate. Like, people are like, oh my god, Wrathgate. And I'm like, Wrathgate? What are you talking about? Like, I had to go back to the area and go look up the cinematic and be like, oh yeah, that was a thing that happened. But I wasn't invested. I didn't care. But I don't really get involved in the games that I play that much. Like, I pay more attention to, can I complete the thing or not? How much help do I need? Or how much, like, looking up of stuff that I need to do? Because I like playing puzzle games and stuff like that and solving things. But I don't pay attention because I don't retain it for very long, unless somebody brings it up in conversation, and then more often than not, I'm like trying to, you know, wiki or Google my way into having a grasp of what's going on.
I would say that's fair. You know, talking about that, WoW is more of an MMO than an RPG, and they've said this multiple times. The developers have said this multiple times, and I would agree with it. Every player is in the quote minority of how you play World of Warcraft, and some people are more there for the puzzles and the other little bits into that, and it's okay to ignore the story. But, you know, they set up these big expansions with these end bosses and the story and the goals and progression and traveling and doing this thing and that thing. I feel like the story ends up only being just kind of like a side note. Not that it is, but the fact that it can be such a side note and completely ignored, it just seems like a, like you, the player, aren't as involved as you could be, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I, and to some degree, I feel like it's almost kind of harder to kind of mold things around the player narrative, because there are so many different aspects and there are things that you can straight up kind of ignore, and still go about your merry way. And a lot of it, I think, sometimes has to do with the age of the game.
It could be.
So it gives them, I mean, from expansion to expansion, it gives them opportunity to kind of tell the story a little differently. And, you know, that goes from, like, everything used to be quest text to now we've got so much audio in the game. And, like, me personally, I pay more attention to that. I remember memorable voices more than I remember memorable characters or lines of text. I really do. And that's one of the reasons that, like, out of Legion, Runus is my favorite. And his quest line broke my little heart. But I remember him because I remember the snark and then the desperation and then the sadness in his voice more than I remember anything else that went on in the zone.
That is very true. I think having the NPCs talk to you has brought it a little bit more into focus. I will pretty much go straight up and say if I didn't care to find out about the story, I'm a big story person, surprise. If I didn't care to go and dig about the story for BC and Wrath, I probably would have not known, even though I started in Wrath. Personally, the classic storyline is so fragmented that there's no real rhyme or reason to follow it in most cases, just because it doesn't connect onto itself. It's so zone dependent, and if you skip a zone, you completely miss that story, which is fun, which is fine, but that's just kind of how it was, and it still is for the most part today, and that's okay.
I would even argue that they sort of brought it back to that fragmented state with having each class have its own story. So 7.2 has so much sort of story content for each class, but if you don't play those classes, you miss out. And I would agree with what you were saying earlier, Allie, which is that not a lot of the story of World of Warcraft, it doesn't really come through very well, at least in the older expansions through quest lines. Like, I know I didn't play Kata until, or excuse me, I didn't play WoW until Kata. And up until that time, I sort of read up on WoW Wiki and other websites to kind of keep in touch with the story while I wasn't, you know, because I wasn't playing. And I know as soon as I started playing and started going through all the quest lines, I felt like I retained so much more from reading the WoW Wikis and actually playing through the content. And I think that has to do with how the quests were delivered back then. And with all these sort of new, with all the addition of voice acting has really helped me as a player actually retain the information while playing the game, as well as, you know, making a connection to characters. Like one of the new parts of 7.2 was having the addition of our new class hall follower, and that interaction between the voice acting for that character kind of tied me to her, because otherwise so I play a druid, and for Thistly, it may have been really easy for me to have just skipped over what she said if I was only reading it, but because I had a voice actress behind it, I feel like I really can empathize with like who she is at her core. And it makes it that much more interesting. So the story, how story development has happened in WoW is that it went mainly from text to more audio and visual, and that's really helped, I think, players sort of retain the story. But even if you skip through a lot of that story, it doesn't really affect gameplay, which is probably a double-edged sword. I think that if players were more invested in the story, that they might be more willing to play or grind, or quote unquote grind through quests Whereas if they're not, then, you know, they just see a bunch of tasks that they need to do, and it's not really, you know, it loses interest really fast once you stop gaining rewards from them.
That is reasonable. I mean, World of Warcraft has come and become built upon getting the gear for the next thing to do. So, you know, if it doesn't have a reward, a lot of people will skip it. And, you know, that's fine enough, certainly. But maybe that's kind of telling of how or why the story seems to be kind of put to the back burner. And, you know, another thing that kind of goes with how World of Warcraft is with the story, you know, it is the World of Warcraft. We're not playing, like, our own experience in the game. It maybe just how the game was developed and put in originally, they were trying to tell the story of the NPCs right from the start. You know, because we follow the game, you know, Warcraft 1, 2, and 3, we kind of follow those game narratives for this first bit of WoW's history. And as they kind of moved on, I think they still kind of focused on that the NPCs were the big heroes, and they were the focus of the story, and we were just kind of following along behind.
Yeah, it's one of those that, like, because of what WoW came from, because it came from, you know, RTS with very structured, story-driven campaigns, you know, to begin with, that you were just playing the role of the person. You weren't actually your own character, and translating those heavily structured narratives into something that's more open-ended and introducing the player as its own autonomous being, it's tricky.
I guess maybe it just doesn't transfer over well, and it was never something that they... Not that it was an oversight, but maybe that it just never transferred to the point of it being the focus. Like, you were just more playing through the storyline from a different vantage point, as opposed to controlling... You're controlling the army, but from a different viewpoint, if that makes sense, right? So instead of building the army yourself and, you know, back in the RTS and setting up how to go through the battle, you are one of the quote-unquote foot soldiers, maybe the champion foot soldiers. You know, you're not the grunt that's, you know, or the peon that's chopping wood or harvesting minerals. You're the fighter, the big champion fighter, that you would count how many kills they had and say, oh yes, this individual unit, he is the best one that I have, and I have to protect him. So it's just kind of, I guess, just a different way to tell the story. But it just kind of feels like we're not the focus. Not that we have to, but it's just weird coming from so many other games to suddenly not be the focus, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think just because you mentioned Star Wars, now I didn't play that one personally, so I'm just going off of like what other people have told me. It's one of those that, like, it kind of flopped as an MMO, and so it's become more geared towards a single player experience, and that's a very big factor in, like, how you compare that game versus how you compare WoW, because WoW is very much geared towards the group experience. But at the same time, you can play WoW like it's a single player game for a very, very long time with a lot of chunks of content before you need people.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good summarization. I think as a MMO, it definitely failed, but it did bring a lot of fun stories to it, and that's what drew me in. I eventually did get really frustrated with the MMO portion and walked away from it because, you know, having that good balance of gameplay and story was very important to me. But when it boils down to it, if you can't... I had a lot of issues with the combat and the game and the how everything put together that I essentially walked away with from it, which is sad because I was loved enjoying the story. But in the end, the most direct contact you have with the game is definitely the gameplay, which WoW has time and time again said, we're doing this, we know how to do this, and we are going to do this to the best of our ability. And I would say for the most part, they've done that. There's differences, opinions there, and that's for the individual to know, to care about. But I think they've really always made a best foot forward to make sure that the game is fun to play first and foremost. At least that's the main goal. Simple to play.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. Trying to think. Again, I think I'm only like level 18 in Final Fantasy 14. I couldn't muddle my way through it despite having friends. They're like, it's amazing, keep going. And I'm like, no, this really sucks. This is not fun for me. I don't care how cool the end game is. I just couldn't do it. One thing that I do envy from that game is the fact that you can pursue different routes from the same character. Like, it would be really, really cool if I didn't have to go completely level up and gear and dump potentially hundreds of hours into a separate tune to go have that class's experience, whereas in Final Fantasy you get to keep the same one, but you can bounce back and forth kind of with the job class system.
I think that system I love so much. The fact that you can do everything on one character has been something that I wish WoW would take into consideration. Because having just Urbane and, you know, I'm my main character, which is just enchanting and just engineering, is fine, but that means I definitely need to make an alt to have mining and herbalism, or herbalism and alchemy and this and that, to have all the tools at my disposal to be self-sufficient if I want to. Of course, Final Fantasy XIV was great. And then this is kind of on topic, but I promise you I'm getting back into it. But the fact that you could do all those things made you able to be self-sufficient, be that, you know, hero that could take on what they needed to take care of. And you got having all the jobs at your disposal. Say you needed to be a tank at this point, and you could be the tank and take the damage and, you know, direct the combat. Or say this time you needed to be the healer. Well, then you could step back and really, you know, having all those jobs at your disposal really makes you the hero. And they push that on you as the story. You continue to be the hero, and you champion through all the guilds, and you are this, you know, this big force to be reckoned with, and constantly, time and time again, are at the forefront of the battle and making, maybe you're not as the player making the decisions, but the story that you're working through is making the decisions that you are an important voice in the story. And just the fact that, you know, going back to WoW, you have this character as your mage that does this and this and this, you know, maybe alchemy and herbing, and then you have your druid, which is mining and leather, skinning and leatherworking. And it's just, it makes the individual character more important, but I think it loses the feel as the character. From a story perspective. And I think that has helped with their telling of it, because it's not like you're playing a different character over and over again. So they probably make the story content. That's probably why part of their story content is so forefront. The other one I would say is just because Final Fantasy has always had wonderful stories for all their games, in my opinion. Even the games I don't like, the stories really do make you interested enough to potentially push through bad gameplay that you don't care for, or a certain moment that you're like, ugh, this again, or a, you know, stupid silent protagonist male that is just emo and grumpy the whole time. Isn't that like half the characters in the Final Fantasy games? Yeah, I don't really know what else to really go on. I mean, the game itself, the story itself is just, it's there. I mean, we're following the story in Legion. We're going through the invasion of the Legion and pushing them back, and then finding the Pillars of Creation. And yeah, we're doing all these things, but we just don't to me, I just don't feel involved in it. It just feels like another check mark on a quest list of, you know, your shopping list of, oh, I got milk today. Oh, I got eggs today. Oh, I need to get steak next time or something.
It feels very, just to make a really obscure reference, it feels very red shirt guy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You're very disposable. Yeah. Like, ultimately, you are. Like I've said before, I don't mind that sort of story play, but I know I'm not alone in that, but also sometimes very much am. So it's kind of a hit and miss. I guess it depends on what your expectations are from the game. Like, I'm used to my focus of the gameplay being on the people that are outside of the game that I'm playing with, so I don't care if my mage doesn't get along with that warrior in my raid team fictitiously, as long as I get along with them in real life. So I don't know. It's hard for me to like pass a lot of judgment or be very invested in it because it's just not my style.
And I think you make an important position there in that or statement that WoW is not really about that story. It tells a story, but you're not really there. It just was, I don't know how
there's tons of story that's told outside of the game. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, comics and short stories and full-blown novels, and, you know, now we're getting actual, like, laid out, very structured history with, you know, Chronicle 1 and 2, so all of that stuff is let up, but again, you're looking at it from a, you know, detached outsider perspective, like you're just reading through these narratives, and so for you as the player to kind of weave in and out of that namelessly is okay, because the main storylines are still intact whether or not you're there, and that's okay. It's kind of like how Overwatch doesn't really have much for story in game. It's all told outside of the game, and that's really cool, because even I'm more invested in that story externally than I am in the game, because I don't really play Overwatch, so being able to consume that media outside of actual spending time to play the game is cool, and I like that more than I do having to, like, actually slog through hours of quests and get caught up lore-wise instead of, you know, reading a TLDR later on.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like you, I'm able to get into Overwatch while only playing it probably once or twice a year, because of the story that they depict outside of the game. So that's kind of like a cool little thing to get to, and that has definitely helped me stay involved in the story of World of Warcraft, of constantly being in it from multiple vantage points. But it would be nice to tell that story in the game a little bit more. As much as people like hated it, the story quest line for Thrall and saving him from the elements, I thought it was very cheesy and kind of awful, but it was cool to have that experience in the game, to go through the story and, you know, experience it, you know, as your character. And I think that was cool. But with historically how they've done a much better job telling the story in, you know, in the cinematics or in the books or in this or that or, you know, other methods, I think it just pushes the character outside of the story. It does a good job, but where's that line of trying to get your character involved in the story? And maybe that's why the whole being the commander in Warlords of Draenor just stuck out as well. It's just suddenly you went from being the sidelines person helping out everybody to being the forefront, and, you know, you're like, oh, I'm going to make a difference. No, I'm not really. Okay. I'm just going to go to the sidelines here again. But wait, I'm going to get this wonderful artifact and then go back to the sidelines again. It just feels back and forth. Like, if you are going to be the commander, you should be like a final momentous point in the story. Or if you are going to have this wonderful artifact that you should be leading the charge and in the cutscenes yourself or something. And honestly, if Final Fantasy 14 can do it, I don't see why WoW can't do it, if that makes sense.
I mean, WoW is sort of the forefront of MMOs and RPGs. I think that WoW should be able to do what Final Fantasy is doing right now. They have a much bigger team as well. So I'd like to see them try to make that happen more. Also, I wanted to mention that for games like Overwatch, where there's not, in my opinion, as much of an investment of time into playing like Overwatch and progressing as there is in WoW, like you pretty much just pick up that game and play and you're already at the end game content. Destiny had this thing where so much of the story was told outside of it, and it was very grindy in itself, and you're supposed to be progressing and you're supposed to be this really powerful character. And I think we're starting to see like the opposite of what happened there, which was that a lot of the story you had to go onto Bungie's website to explore and discover. And I just remember as a player, that really irritated me. Like, I know that Blizzard offers a lot of media outside of its games for you to explore those worlds, but they do enough world building inside of it to satisfy. And those are just like extra cherries on the cake, or just extra icing on the cake. Whereas in Destiny, it was like most of your story came through the website, which was just really bad. So I think that at least we're not at that point with WoW, but we're also not at the level of Final Fantasy or even with the Star Wars MMORPG. So I'd like to see them push it a little bit more in that direction, just to make the game itself interesting. I think that they, you know, for $15 a month that the players are paying, that I think that it's possible for them to put more effort into making the story not just like a back burner item, but part of the engagement of the game, where maybe it can still hit this awesome balance of a player doesn't really need to be incredibly invested in the story, but at least it's not just sort of a throwaway.
And I would say that I don't think WoW needs to go full force like BioWare and having every action be something that you interact with and do. I think BioWare and EA got well above their heads in trying to make that a reality.
Yeah.
I still, from the start, have, and to this day, have said that, you know, The Old Republic would have been a much better single-player game than it could ever have been as an MMO, just because the story trying to be pushed into an MMO just made the whole thing feel fragmented and wonky with the gameplay. But I think WoW could get a little bit better. I think it's done a wonderful job. I would agree that most of the events being in the game allows you to still experience everything and go through the story. But again, if you're looking for, you know, the RPG aspect, there is something to be lacking, but it's not gone.
Yeah, and I think right now, especially because we've got such a heavy focus on a lot of very class-specific oriented content, like in a general sense, it kind of leaves a little something to be desired, but at what point do you get to have your cake and eat it too? So it's,
I want everything
pretty much. I'm kind of but I really love the mage stuff, like that you know, sings to me very nicely, and I'm satisfied even if ultimately a lot of that content feels kind of super short in the long run. But again, it's the expectation is like, hey, there's more out there if you go play another class. And like, I have some other classes, but they also collect a lot of dust because I'm not as heavily invested in them as my mage, even though their stories are cool.
Mm-hmm. I think that's, you know, like you say, you like the mage story. I love the mage story, but having a paladin I play as well, I don't like the paladin story. And to me, I just, playing a class that you love and being stuck in a story that you hate would be infuriating for me. And so I'm lucky that it lines up for me, but you know, I guess that's the risk that they took with having those stories being so class-based. Again, allows multiple stories you to experience with different alts, but it kind of hides away some of the story, and maybe I would rather see more story for the general players rather than you know, full stories for each individual classes, and instead make them small little things as opposed to the large things that they've kind of turned into and become. Not that it's a bad thing, but it, either you see it or you don't.
Yeah, and it's something that we've, like, players as an entity have been asking for forever, is very class-specific stuff, because they ring back to vanilla of, like, oh, I miss, you know, getting Benediction, or getting the Warlock mount, or getting the Paladin mount, and all of those very class-specific things. And then one of the big triggers for that was the Warlock Grain Fire quest. Like, it was a more modern, heavily invested process. Like, ultimately, the whole quest chain was super, super short, and you had to be kind of good at Warlock to finish it, unless you overgeared it. But it was a nice specific investment, and it's cool that they took those pleas and gave something to everybody. And I appreciate that. It would also be nice to kind of go back to having some more unique experiences as well. And I think sometimes that plays into, you know, the individual legendaries that you see, like, one per tier or one per expansion, maybe two kind of thing. And that's a whole, you know, horse that we've kind of beat with the legendaries at one point in time or another. But it's one of those of, like, I appreciate the fact that every expansion, they try something different. It doesn't always pan out, but they're doing different things to kind of touch base for everybody. And, you know, it's, and the itches change, but there's always some kind of itch that needs to be scratched, whether it's on, you know, the back of your knee or in between your toes. There's always something there.
I think that's something that I would agree with you. The developers have done a pretty good job of trying to answer those desires of players. And sometimes they don't get it right, but I think they constantly iterate, at least expansion to expansion. They try to change things up, fit that. So maybe, you know, maybe next expansion we'll see a more centered story and push on to that as opposed to the fragmented class ones, and maybe get the player involved more. Probably not, and it's not a terrible thing either. But, you know, again, WoW changes expansion to expansion, so you never know what comes around the corner.
Right. I do love the spec stories for your legendary weapon. Like, as a druid, I got to play through four different specs of story, and just as a druid nerd, I loved all of them. And I would love to even see if there's a possibility of maybe you don't play a druid, or maybe I don't play a mage, but I could group with somebody that does play a mage and play through their scenario instead of actually have main the mage. And maybe that would be a great way for the content to be a little bit more accessible to each person, because especially with this expansion, just hopping onto another character and really investing that time into it is impeded by kind of AP and some other stuff. Even though there are catch-up mechanics, I would just love the idea of seeing that content by grouping with somebody that was, you know, that was that class. So you could at least, while you're not the particular hero of that story, you could still sort of experience it. Kind of, I guess it's kind of like similar to how the main story of WoW would be. You're just sort of, again, a little bit more of the bystander, but at least you get to experience it. Kind of a neat way to do it, I think. Because in each class kind of still feels special and still has their own little thing, but you can, as a player, you can sort of taste what other players are seeing.
Actually, that would be really interesting, like something to kind of, like, long after Legion's done and over and we're, you know, elbows deep in 8.0, whatever, wherever that's going to be, to, like, lend a hand to that recyclable content in ways that we're doing, you know, time walking dungeons, and soon we're gonna get time walking raids, I would be totally okay buddying up with somebody from another class to go queue up for their scenarios and kind of learn what their story is. You know, even if it's you just tagging along with an NPC druid, it doesn't actually have to be another player, but just going to like go and help through that process would be cool. But I don't know how much like on the engineering side it would have to take to get an NPC type object to steer you through those, because, you know, all of those storylines have very like class specific abilities that you need to perform to do the thing.
Right.
At least like for mages, there's walls you have to blink through, and for druid, there's stuff you have to stealth through. Even though a mage could technically stealth kind of ish every 5 minutes.
Just use a potion of invisibility. You're done. You're good to go. Good to go.
I don't even need a potion. It's just really
long
cooldown.
Or maybe like the NPC could cast kind of like a symbiosis spell on you, so now you would have their spells in addition to your own spells. Maybe that'd be a sort of an interesting quirk of queuing
like
up as
extra
a different
action bar type thing.
A spec scenario.
Like a extra action bar type thing.
Yeah, like an extra action bar sort of thing, or you get like an extra 4 moves in the middle of your bar, like, because not all of them require like the whole classes or specs, you know, spell book to complete.
Right. It's like kind of like the class specific world quests over on Broken Shore, like you get to have Dragon's Breath or something like that. Like the mage fire one, you get to go breathe fire on everything, and then the rogue one, like you can go pick up a sap stick where you can sap things.
Mm-hmm.
And whatnot. Like there's little sprinklings of mechanics that are already in the game that could totally be manipulated for another use down the road, because it would be kind of super lame to abandon all of this really involved, well-tailored class-specific stuff going forward, unless you're just, you know, blitzing through it on alts when it's old. But again, that you're having to take that time of leveling another character. And so it's always one of those things where, like, I know some people love their alts, and, like, that's all they do is just chain level new and different classes all the time. And then there's people like me who kind of just play one.
Right.
So it's always kind of interesting to see, like, where they take their dev time and, you know, how can we kind of manipulate that to our own ends.
Yeah, we have to lobby for it on the forums. Come on, listeners, help me.
In, you know, constructive, well put together thoughts. No caps. Well, you know, unless they're in their proper place.
But at least 3 exclamation point. At least that.
Totally. But yeah, I don't know. It's... We all seem to have different theories on, you know, how the player narrative plays out. Plays and plays and plays and plays and da-da-da. for each of us, in terms of, like, how important that is to how we play the game in general. But it would be definitely nice to hear from our lovely listeners. And, you know, how much does the player narrative impact your gameplay, if it does at all, or if that's, you know, the main thing that you're looking for, and how that translates into what you're looking for from even other games. And we would love to hear from you, be it on Twitter at ArcaneAnalysis, or shoot us an email at arcana@blizzpro.com. Or check out the website at warcraft.blizzpro.com.
Till next time.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.